At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Brandon Tierney and Sal Licata on WFAN The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
Oh, I'm excited! Do you know why I'm excited? Give it a second. Let it marinate. Think about it. Okay, why would Sal be excited today? Is it because he thinks the Mets are going to go nuts this weekend in Milwaukee? No. Is it because of Old Timers Day out at the stadium and the Yankees and Astros renew their rivalry and the Yanks need to get some wins? No. I mean, those are good things, but I'm not looking forward to that just yet. What I am excited about is it is Friday. If you walk outside, certainly in the city, it has a little bit of a fall feel to it. It's our first football Friday of the season, and it's an important one. Not necessarily, obviously, not in the results, but think about it. Tomorrow, we here as New York sports fans get to watch both of our football teams that has in games that will have some meaning beyond just what we see on the surface level. Obviously, the preseason results don't mean much. And obviously, preseason football, even within the year leading up to this year, doesn't mean that much. Although I will say that now you're starting to see teams maybe ramp it up a little bit, with the Jets in particular saying, you know, Aaron Glenn, I'm playing our starters. How long? We'll find out. But we are going to get a look with both these teams into the future, not just the immediate future this year. Sure, you'll see some of that, but the future. What is an Aaron Glenn-led team going to look like? What is Justin Fields as the Jets quarterback going to look like? I don't care if it's one series, one drive, two drive, whatever it may be. You're going to get a little glimpse into the Jets' future, not just with Justin Fields, but certainly with Aaron Glenn and his coaching staff. It's always exciting when you see your coach, a new coach for the first time, unveil his team, and we get to see how it is, how disciplined they're going to be, how aggressive they are, whatever it may be that you're looking for. But we're going to get to see that from Aaron Glenn and his Jets tomorrow night in Green Bay. And with the Giants, while I'm certainly excited to see Abdul Carter, the player that I thought was the best player in the draft, if I had the number one pick and I'm the Giants, and obviously, you know, you didn't love the quarterback situation, Abdul Carter to me is the best player in that draft. Giants got him at number three. And now all the talk you're hearing about is this Giants defense and how big and bad that could be. So you want to get a look at that, but also a look into the future. This is going to be our first look at Jackson Dart. I mean, I don't count training camp. I know some people do and look at the numbers and all that stuff, whether it be Dart or Justin Fields. This is going to be our first look in game action of the Giants' future quarterback with Jackson Dart. What's he got? How does he look? Now, do you make a decision based off of one preseason game? No, but I'll be damned. I'm excited about it. I'm excited to see what Brian Daboll and Jackson Dart have in store in preseason week one. Tomorrow afternoon, 1 o'clock on a Saturday afternoon, Giants in Buffalo. It's football season. Yes, we have the baseball teams. Yes, they're struggling. They still should both be playoff teams. We'll do plenty on that. But this is, to me, the first real okay, I'm into it. And honestly, a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago, if you would have asked me, am I going to be in the preseason? No, probably not. Matter of fact, I think I did say that. Even on Tuesday with Hop, I was like, I'm not going to watch these games. It's Saturday afternoon. I want to be by the pool. But as we get closer to it and getting a little taste of some football last night, I can't get into the Hall of Fame game last week, but last night you started to get the feel of it a little bit. And then you see there's a couple of games tonight, a few games tonight, whatever it may be. And then tomorrow, knowing both of our teams are going to be in action, I don't think it's too early to start to get excited about. Now, look, we've been down this road before. What I was going to say is start to get excited about what should be a better football season. Who the hell knows with these two teams? Who knows? Hard to predict that. But at least there are storylines that we're looking forward to seeing right out of the gate. Preseason actually should mean more than it used to because there are fewer games, obviously one fewer game, just the three games. And because other teams, the majority of teams, still don't treat preseason the way that I think need to be treated. Like you got to hit the ground running. We've talked about this for years. It feels like the preseason is just an extension of training camp. And then the first three, 4 weeks of the regular season in the NFL are what the preseason used to be, teams trying to find their way. Well, according to what Aaron Glenn is saying here, I don't think he's messing around. I don't think Aaron Glenn just looking at this. Now, it doesn't mean he's going to go pedal to the metal and Justin Fields is going to play four quarters. I don't expect that. I don't expect to see all the starters for the Jets playing the entire game or the entire half even. But this is not messing around time here. Hey, we got a game. And to get you ready, get you in game shape, both physically and mentally, we're going to play hard here. This is a football game, and we're going to treat it as such. And if teams do that, Jets, Giants, whoever, you're going to have an advantage over the teams that don't do that. Teams for the last several years have been all about protecting the players and health and all that stuff. There's an element of that that obviously you have to understand. The priority is keeping guys fresh, keeping guys healthy. You can't live with somebody getting hurt in the preseason. But you also can benefit tremendously from playing hard in the preseason to get you set. So when week one starts in the regular season, it's not just another evaluation game or an experimental game that happens to count. You're hitting the ground running. You know where you're at week one in the regular season. And these are the steps that are getting us there. And, you know, it's to me, it was refreshing to see Aaron Glenn in such a terse way as well, saying, yeah, I'm playing the starters because I want to. I'm playing the starters. That's important. Now, what you have to be cautious of, obviously, or be ready to deal with is you play the starters, there's always going to be, knock on wood, that risk of injury. You saw a little bit last night, Anthony Richardson with the Colts getting banged up. You've seen it before preseason years past, guys getting hurt, and unfortunately torpedoes or can torpedo a team season. But, hey, that's the NFL. What's the difference if it happens in week two of the preseason or week one of the NFL? So I've gone back and forth on this in recent years, and I think with certain people like Aaron Rodgers when he was here with the Jets didn't need to play every preseason game, obviously, being the veteran that he is. Although, look at the way that it panned out here. But if you're Aaron Glenn and you want to see what this team's made of and you know what you're working with right out of the gate, let's see it. Unleash him. And as for the Giants, a little bit of a different story. You know, Russell Wilson's not a guy you need to see play in the preseason. We know what Russell Wilson is. And I wouldn't be so sure if I'm the Giants, I'm not unleashing all my best defensive weapons, certainly not in week one of the preseason. That's why with the Giants, the intrigue comes not as far as what they're going to see of the season. Also, we know what's going on with Shane and Dave. Like, we've seen these guys for years. So it's not a new regime that we need to see how they're going to establish themselves in any kind of game situation. But it is about the future and Jackson Dart. I remember watching preseason games with Daniel Jones many years ago thinking, all right, let's see what we got here with this guy. How does he look in game action? It's different playing against your own team in training camp. So we're going to see what Jackson Dart has to offer tomorrow. There's a lot to watch for in week one with both the Jets and the Giants as we get set for what should be a much more positive season. Now, I know that it's hard to be really positive, not only based on the history with these teams, but also based on where they're at. The Giants are not necessarily built to have great success this year. Does it mean that they can't win some games and maybe be a fringe playoff team? I don't know. We're going to find out. We've seen other teams. Nobody thought that was going to happen in 2022 with the Giants, and yet they did it.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With the Jets, I feel like there's more of a feel where at least the floor with the Jets you feel like should be more solid with Justin Fields and running the football and Aaron Glenn and his mentality and their defense. Maybe they could be a more competitive team, 8-9 wins, and sneak themselves into the postseason, although the AFC is loaded. You know, we got two things going against each of these teams. With the Jets, you look at the AFC as being more challenging. You know, think of National League, American League. To me, the AFC is more like the National League, more challenging to get in. And, you know, the NFC may be a little more wide open, but you look at the Giants' schedule, and it is brutal. And as much as I like to minimize, and we talked about this with Francesa yesterday, in case you missed it, check out the free Odyssey app. Much as I like to look at it and be like, yeah, you can't look at the schedule now. It's not, like, the schedule now is going to look far different once we're actually in season. But hard to make an argument that the Giants are going to win many games when you look at, you know, the first 9 weeks of their season. I think they could win the first couple of games. At Washington, I think that's a very winnable game. At Dallas, very winnable game. I mean, there is a chance, dare I say it. Now, again, we need to see a lot more, obviously. Maybe I'm letting the excitement get the best of me. But there is a chance the Giants could be the second best team in the division. There's a chance. If their defense is as good as everybody says it is, I think Washington's going to have a down year. We've seen this before. Look at the Texans last year, where everybody was expecting, oh, C.J. Stroud, Texans, D'Amico, they're going to be great. Now, they were in the postseason. They won a bad division. But it was a clear setback or a, you know, step back in year two with the Houston Texans after that great rookie season from Stroud. And the anticipation and expectation is, well, Jaden Daniels and the Commanders are only going to get better. I'm not so sure about that. They've got some issues. Not only the McLaurin stuff, but they've got some issues here. And you need to see Daniels go out there and prove it for a second year. We've seen guys have one big year. I'm not saying I don't like Daniels. I do. But what I'm saying is I think there is a path here. I don't think Dallas is as good as everybody makes it seem. And it also seems like the off-the-field stuff, or even obviously impacting on the field stuff with Parsons, but Jerry Jones just looks lost. Do you believe in their coach? I don't. Schottenheimer, really? That's their head coach? He's going to lead them better than McCarthy did? So I could think you can make an argument against the Cowboys. And if the Giants' defense is as good as everybody says it is, then maybe they can end up being the second-best team in the division. I can't see a scenario where they're better than Philadelphia, not even close. Totally different levels. But what have we learned about the NFL? I mean, you know obviously how important quarterback play is, sure, and the Giants forget about having great quarterback play or great offense. It'd be nice to just score some points. But the one thing that can negate a difficult schedule, the one thing that can negate a tremendous offense, meaning from the opposition, is an excellent pass rush. If you can get to the quarterback, anything is possible. And this Giants team should be able to get to the quarterback better or as well as anybody else in football. Now, Chiefs, Chargers, Eagles, Broncos, you know, Eagles twice, Niners, tough schedule. I get it. But maybe that schedule looks a little bit easier if all of a sudden you see Abdul Carter, Dexter Lawrence, Brian Burns, Kayvon Thibodeau going to work. putting those quarterbacks on their rear end, wreaking havoc in the backfield. Will the offense match? That's the question marks I have, whether it's the offensive line, the ability to run the football. I know Neighbors is a stud if he could stay healthy, and you expect Russell Wilson will make some plays. But will the offense do enough consistently to take advantage of what should be a tremendous defense? We're going to get a look, at least a little insight, an early peek into the Giants. But then, even more importantly, what about Jackson Dart? How does he look in NFL competition? How we're going to get a glimpse into the future tomorrow. You know, with the Jets, I want to see, we've heard about it. We've heard the talk from Aaron Glenn, the talk about the discipline, the talk about no penalties, cleaning things up, hard-nosed Bill Parcells-like running this team. Well, let's see it, because you can see those things in preseason. I remember doing this, you know, on the heels of having Mike on yesterday. The first time I really paid attention to preseason was when the Falcons drafted Matt Ryan. He was the rookie quarterback. And back then, rookies didn't have great success early on. But I was intrigued. I wanted to see what the rookie quarterback could be. And he was going to be the starting quarterback, obviously, that year. And watching that preseason, I learned that, wow, this team's actually going to be good. Now, if you remember, and you probably don't, why would you? But that year, Atlanta played Detroit week one. And it was a popular pick in knockout pools. Everybody was taking the lines. Ah, Atlanta's going to stink. They're ravaged. Mike Vick, Bobby Petrino, they got a rookie quarterback. Matt Ryan, who is this guy? Is he any good? Mike Smith, a head coach nobody ever heard of. But if you watch them in the preseason, you could see, I remember thinking, wow, this guy's actually good, and they've got some great receivers here. This team could be pretty good. And guess what? They were. So from then on, I learned that you can take certain things away from the preseason. Now, the preseason has changed over the years, like we mentioned. One last game doesn't mean as much as it used to, you know, even going back 10, 15 years ago with Ryan, it was, what, 2008, 2009. So you're going back, you know, almost 20 years now, which is hard to believe, but still. So you're going back a long ways. But you're starting to see a little bit of it turn around now where teams are realizing, hey, we know that injuries are a big risk here. You can't have these guys in bubble wrap. Got to go out there and play. And the only way you're going to get better, the only way you're going to gel as a team, the only way you're going to be ready to go week one is if you do play in the preseason. And that is what you're getting from Aaron Glenn. And that's something that we're going to evaluate. How hard is this team going to play? What are they going to look like? How frustrated is it going to be when they don't? What adjustments are they going to make? There are things we are going to learn about both the Jets and Giants tomorrow. Football season is here. Football Friday. BT and Sal on the Fan. BT on vacation. He'll be back next week. Our friends at Town Fair Tire remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. On the subject of football, we will have Nick Costos. Obviously, you're familiar with Nick. If you listen to the station, he does the weekly spot with BT and I. He's been on the Fan as a part of the Fan for years. He does his football morning, his Sunday morning football show. Nobody, and I mean nobody, is at this particular point more prepped for the NFL season than one Nick Costos. So we are going to learn together. We are going to get educated together from all the insight and intel that Nick Costos has. He's going to be in studio for at least an hour with us coming up at 12 o'clock. We're going to do all football. We'll get some fantasy advice going on the season, over-under bets, all those different things. Which teams we're looking for to be sleepers. Doesn't have to be just about the gambling. Obviously about as it pertains to the Jets and Giants as well. How the league is going to look. So we'll get all that insight from Costos later on. Let's hear from you guys. 888-808-1019. BT and Sal on the Fan. Jimmy in Warren County starting us off. What's up, Jimmy?
What's going on, Sal? How you been?
Good, Jimmy. How are you, my friend?
I'm all right. I see you talking some Giants. I wanted to ask you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have the offensive line problems over there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Andrew Thomas hurt. You have the Neal experiment. We can't get him and Illuminor together. Rotating guards, a lot of problems. I feel like our center, John Michael Schmitz, he flies under the radar. That guy gets thrown around, Sal. And yeah. I'm reading that he's not having a good camp.
Well, think about it. I was watching something this morning. I saw Recco tweet it, and I watched it. There was I think it was Chris Long, who was giving, you know, former defensive lineman Chris Long, giving his thought on the Giants. And he went over the offensive line because talking about, first of all, he was talking about the defense and Dexter Lawrence, and then saying that those guys, specifically John Michael Schmidt, he needs to, you know, prepare every day to go face Dexter Lawrence. So maybe he's getting thrown out, around, but who isn't getting thrown around by Dexter Lawrence? So to me, that would only
thank
make
God
him
he's
better.
On our team.
Yeah, well,
thank
right.
God he's on our team, right?
Yeah,
because he does get thrown around. He flies off my TV screen for 3 years now, and I feel like his blunders go under the radar because guys coming off the edge with the tackle problems. You know what I mean, Sal?
Look, if Thomas is hurt, Jimmy, and yes, I know what you mean, and thank you for the call. And Mike alluded to this yesterday. He didn't say specifically, but Mike alluded to hearing that there were some problems with the offensive line as far as health goes. Now, if that means Andrew Thomas and he is compromised in any way, shape, or form, like we've seen, that's a difference maker for this offensive line. There are ways to overcome it. We have not seen them and Brian Daboll be able to do that. But and Andrew Thomas is supposed to be one of the best left tackles in the sport. So when you lose him, you're up against it. But their offensive line should be improved. Again, I don't know about the details with the health. I'm assuming everybody's going to be healthy going into week one. The offensive line should be improved. Remember, BT and I had Illuminor on a year ago, and I thought the offensive line was okay, especially considering all the shuffling that they had to do. Neil's been a total bust. We know that. We'll see what the Giants' offensive line will look like, but that is going to be a big part of it. We could focus on the defense all we want. We could focus on Russell Wilson and Malik Nabers. If the Giants' offensive line cannot either help run the football or protect Russell Wilson, you know, Russell Wilson is not, this is not prime Russell Wilson where you want to see him run all over the field. You want him throwing the football down the field, enough time to throw those deep balls, which he excels at, the accurate deep ball. That's what you want to see from him. So if the offensive line is banged up already or compromised, I mean, it's going to be a problem. But we know their defense should be able to make up for it. Maybe they win low-scoring games. I don't know, but I'm excited. I'm excited for both the Giants and Jets. Football is in the air. Preseason week one, a glimpse into the future for both teams, the immediate future and maybe the distant future as far as it pertains to Jackson Dart. 888-808-1019. We're talking football on this Friday on The Fan, BT and Sal.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.